He wanted him out because she smelled marijuana.
Their security deposit went up in smoke.
Who did that?
I did. I came to the realization after I did the damage.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing that I know of, ma'am.
Now the judge leaves no stone unturned.
Then why do you have a permit to smoke marijuana?
I constantly have pain in my shoulder.
Well, there is something wrong with you, then.
Okay.
Chronically.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Christine Dervartanian is suing her former tenant, Naomi Lomsky, and her 18-year-old son, Sam, for rent and home repairs.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 520 on the calendar in the matter of Dervartanian versus Lomsky.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Dervartanian, it is your claim that the defendants, who were tenants of yours in your guest house, owe you money for rent and for damage that they did to the house. The defendants say that there was no real damage to the house with the exception of some minor touch-up paint, and I think the boys' room. And she understands that you're entitled to that, but she is counterclaiming for some of her security deposit back. When did they move in?
They moved in, Your Honor, October 1st, 2012.
Did they both move in, mother and son?
Yes, Your Honor.
How old are you?
18.
What do you do?
I work for a financial firm right now, and I'm in college.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing that I know of, ma'am.
Well, then why do you have a permit to smoke marijuana?
Because I had shoulder surgery.
And
when?
When?
The end of my 10th grade year in high school.
How old were you?
I was 16, I believe. I had surgery. And then physical therapy, I had a 9-month to a year recovery time where my physical therapist was not adequate enough and my physical therapy did not go as planned. So I constantly have pain in my shoulder.
So there is something chronically wrong with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Chronically?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is what happened. They moved in. You wanted him out because you went through the house. You smelled marijuana. You said, I don't want that in my house. She said he won't smoke it in the house, but he has a permit for it. You smelled it again. You said, listen, let's arrange something. And the tenancy was terminated on what date?
October 1st, 2013. But, Your Honor, when I brought it to their attention, if I may intercede here, I asked Naomi about the marijuana. She told me that he did not have a prescription for marijuana. His friend Derek had the prescription for marijuana, who was always there every day.
I don't believe I ever said that.
Don't listen to me. She didn't just make that up. Who's Derek?
The friend of my son's.
What's wrong with Derek?
Nothing that I know of.
Shoulder surgery too?
No.
No. When did you have a conversation with her again?
Several months after that, Your Honor, they moved in, and I could still smell the smell, and my nephew...
Do you live in the main house?
Yes, I do.
And this is right next... the guest house?
Yes,
Your
Honor.
Okay, I don't have to go into it any further.
Okay.
They were moving. It was a year. They were out. And there was a security deposit. How much security deposit, Mrs. Lomsky?
$1,500, Your Honor.
You want to show me pictures of what you
claimed? Yes, Your Honor. I have pictures before and after.
I'd like to see
them. See those. Thank you.
What month, Ms. Lomsky, did you not pay rent?
I paid rent every month.
So what rent do you claim they owe?
One day, actually she was in there 2 days after, and then the utilities for August and September, she wrote a check, and then she put a stop payment on that.
Why?
And I have a copy of the check. Also.
I'd like to see it.
She's
why?
She's never shown me, after I've asked her for some statement of why she's charging me $75 instead of $50, which is in our lease. I paid in July.
So you're happy paying her $50 for utilities?
Well, I'd just like to see how it went up. That's
just
all.
In what month did it go up?
July, August, September.
And you paid the $70 in July?
Yes, but I gave her a check initially for August and September.
And then you stop payment on it.
Right, because she wasn't giving me a statement or anything.
Good. I'm not wasting another second of my precious time on this. Instead of $140, I'm giving you $100 for the utilities.
Thank you.
Happy with that?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Did you stay beyond October 1st?
No.
She stayed till October 2nd, Your Honor. And the walkthrough, my nephew was here, and he did the walkthrough. He actually had it signed by her for October 2nd.
Were you out physically? Stop shaking your head. You'll hurt your shoulder. Your lease was up on September 30th.
No, the 1st. It says right here, the 1st.
Your Honor,
and I do owe her for that one day.
Well, actually, you could owe her for the whole month if you were over for one day.
But I wasn't. I moved out the 1st. We had the walkthrough on the 1st. I came back the 2nd to get cleaning supplies.
You can't go into the house on the 2nd.
Well, she let me. I didn't have any keys.
I understand. But what I'm telling you is, technically, if you're there one day into the month, you pay for the whole month. Not for the one day. It's not prorated. I don't even think she wants to go there. If you want to go there, I'm really not interested.
Your Honor, this is my nephew, Armin, and he...
I'm not interested. I have pictures.
Okay.
Did you remove a light fixture?
Did I remove? I took the bulb out. She wanted me to pay for the bulb.
Was there a light
fixture? We had to remove the light fixture to get
the bulb
out.
Where is it?
It was on in the kitchen. Everything was left in the kitchen.
Yes, it was removed. They removed it, but it was there.
In whose room were all the nails?
It was my room.
I had nails in my room, too.
I'm not talking to you. He said they were his. You had nails, too?
Yes.
What did you need nails for?
Hanging pictures in the living room.
I'm not talking. These aren't picture hanging nails. These are just nails.
And I brought them with me.
These aren't.
He had large nails, but we've never disputed that.
What were the large nails for?
I was using it to hang my backpack, other things in my room. I understand. I came to the realization that they were too big after I did the damage. I understood that.
I'm only concerned with those big, huge nails that you hammered in there. How would that affect your shoulder? Screens.
The screens were removed the 2nd day, Your Honor. Sam locked himself out of the house, and he had to go through his bedroom, and that screen never went back on the window. A week later, the blinds were all broken.
Screen! Put your hand down. Screen!
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Who did that?
I did.
Your problem, Miss Lomsky, is you love him, but not everybody else has to.
Well, we already agreed with her that we were going to pay for the screens, obviously, and the mini blinds.
And?
Our cats went through them.
Well, that's not what you say in your answer.
I'm not contesting that.
You just said in your answer you're willing to pay for painting his room because he did do some damage.
Oh, his room, yes.
That's all you said.
No, well, I have...
In your answer.
I thought you had my information on what I...
Not screens.
No, that's all here, what I wanted to pay for. What I felt I should pay for. And that includes mini blinds and screens, part of the painting and part of the cleaning.
When I left, the home had no damage. My son's room did need to be painted, but aside from that, the home was in great condition. There is nothing here about blinds or screens. That's your answer and countersuit. So what is it that you want?
Oh, here.
No,
I want $955 from my security deposit because she painted her whole house instead of doing a sectional painting where the nail holes were. She's charging me for all the cleaning. The apartment was only 948 square feet. It was very small.
Just a second. Let me tell you this, Ms. DeVartanian.
Yes.
I looked at your pictures, your after pictures. Not a perfect way, not broom clean. But I can tell you right now, not the worst I've seen. Do you understand? If there was normal wear and tear, you have to paint anyway before somebody comes in. She doesn't have to pay for that. There was more than usual wear and tear in his room, and that she understands she has to pay for. She also understands she has to pay for the screen and the blind, because while she loves the Zindi, not everybody is going to love him. So you want to tell me how much the blinds were and how much the screens were?
Yes, I have a list, Your Honor.
Listen to me. I looked at your pictures, blinds and screens and painting the one room.
The pictures that you have, even though they show everything that you're seeing, it didn't describe all the filth that was in there.
Okay. You had messy tenants.
May I say something?
The pet damage was ridiculous.
Don't talk to me anymore. I'm done.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She had two dogs and a cat.
I don't care.
My nephew who did the walkthrough.
Don't care.
And later today.
You asked her, please, 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 please. And she did. And then you please, 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 please asked her to do it again. And then when she broke up with you, only then did you decide to sue her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christine DeVartanian.
says tenants Naomi Lomsky and her son Sam owe for rent and home repairs. The defendants are countersuing for the return of their security deposit.
Okay, so you want to tell me how much the blinds were and how much the screens were?
Okay, the blinds were $142.20. Parts and material, $115.40. To install the blinds, that was $99. The painting was $900 total, and I only charged 75% of that, which was $675.
No. How large was the apartment?
It was about 800 square feet.
And how big was his room?
His room was 10 by 10. However, Your Honor, she had two dogs and a cat. And
I don't
my
care.
Nephew who did the walkthrough...
Don't care. She's asking for $955 back. I get $556. Your deposit was $1,500. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. $944. Judgment on the counterclaim. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. They step out.
She was lying, and so was her nephew. I'm just astounded.
I saw how unhappy my mom was. I came home a few times to my mom crying.
It was such a disarray, especially with the animal.
Our landlord was pestering her about the electricity bill, the water bill, everything. It was like one thing after another, second by second, day by day. There was everything.
The marijuana, the smoking of the marijuana.
It's not that serious of a thing. She made it out to much more than it really was.
She thought the feds were going to come down and take her house away.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Miller versus Giles. Step forward.
25-year-old Jesse Miller is suing her former live-in girlfriend, 23-year-old Brianna Giles, for breaking their lease and rent.
Miss Miller, the defendant is your former girlfriend. You had a lease on an apartment that you signed together.
Yes.
According to you, you renewed that lease for another year.
Correct.
And shortly after you renewed the lease, Miss Giles left.
Correct.
And it was a one-bedroom apartment, so there was no way to bring in someone else to rent the apartment, so that you broke the lease. $2,000 was the break lease fee.
Yes, we didn't actually break the lease. I currently live there and I'm still paying rent.
Oh, your complaint says that she offered you $1,000 to break the lease and you could have moved elsewhere. So now what you're telling me is you decided not to do that and you're just suing her for her half of the remainder of the lease.
Well, I would like to get out of the lease and I don't think it's fair that I should pay half of the lease break fee if she's the one that moved out and is responsible for half of the rent as well.
I'm just asking you a question. What are you suing her for?
For the break lease fee, which is $2,000, and then an additional $3,000 for half of rent.
That's $5,000. Why didn't you just break the lease when she moved out? And it would have cost you $2,000. You could have sued her for either $2,000 or $1,000. It would have cost you less than half.
She kept leading me on. I didn't think it was going to become this big of an issue. I thought she was going to continue to pay rent.
Now it is a big issue.
Yes.
Her story is totally different, which I don't know if I believe. Which is, you really didn't live there together. She did sign the lease, but she lived someplace else, visited occasionally, but never lived there. And you asked her, please, 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 to co-sign the lease with her because you had bad credit, and she did. And then you please, 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 please asked her to do it again, so she did. And then when she broke up with you because she became involved with someone else, only then did you decide to sue her. Is that what the case is about?
Yes.
Great. How long have you been living in the apartment alone?
For a couple of months now.
Listen, I have things to do. How many months have you been living in the apartment alone?
About 3 months.
On what date did you move out?
I moved at the end of July.
Were all your things out of the apartment the end of July?
No.
How long did you have items in the apartment?
About a week.
So you had stuff in the apartment into August?
Yes.
What stuff did you have in the apartment?
I had my Xbox, a few dishes, and maybe one or two shirts.
When did you get the dishes out?
I got the dishes out right at the end of that week. I left a few because I didn't want to fight over them.
Okay, so Miss Giles, now what we've done is, with your few answers to me, we have totally gotten rid of your defense.
Okay.
Of, I didn't live there, I was just co-signer on the lease. Because people who keep dishes in an apartment are not occasional visitors. Sometimes you leave an extra set of underwear in your friend's apartment, but very rarely do you leave dishes because you don't want to fight over them.
Your Honor.
Do you understand? I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
You'll just get yourself more involved.
That's fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We
had gotten an argument, so I just felt threatened and I felt very bullied.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jesse Miller says her former live-in girlfriend, Brianna Giles, owes for breaking their lease and rent.
Okay. Did you pay your half of August's rent?
No.
Did you pay your half of July's rent?
Yes.
No. Great. I want you to tell me what caused you to leave in July.
The relationship between us had become less intimate. We got in an argument. She became a little physical with me, and I didn't feel comfortable living there.
Did you ever contact the police?
No.
Your Honor, I also have July's rent that I paid in full.
Don't interrupt again. You never called the police?
No.
Did you ever seek getting medical help because of the physicality?
No.
Were you injured at any time?
Just muscle soreness, but that's about it.
When did you tell her you were leaving?
What had happened is when we got in that fight, I had packed up a few things. I was going to go stay with my
parents. Tell me about the fight.
She had gotten home from a trip from home. She lived in Minnesota. That's where she's from. And I had told her that I had lost both my jobs at the time. And I couldn't afford to pay rent anymore, that we should look for another place.
That's in July.
That was in July. And
what kind of work did you have?
I worked at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I worked at Stouffer's as well.
And you lost both jobs?
I lost both jobs.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had asked her, let's find like another place that we could afford. She just told me that the apartment was not up for discussion. So I just felt threatened, and I felt very bullied, and so I just...
Okay. Miss Miller, you want to tell me what happened when you came home from the family vacation?
Yeah, I came home and Brianna Giles had let me know that she did lose both of her jobs. And I brought up the issue of paying rent because I had already paid several months on my own that she still owed me money for. And so I asked her what's going to happen, especially since August was coming up fast. At that time, she said she was going to move out and I think we need our space. And I said, well, you're still going to have to pay for rent. You're still on the lease. And she didn't argue it. And now it's being an issue when I'm asking for the money and I'm realizing I'm not going to get it.
Are we done here? Anything else you want to tell me?
I have copies of the checks.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
Anything else you want to tell me?
No, ma'am.
Great.
Judge Judy continues. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So this is the problem. Your apartment is a one-bedroom apartment, so there's no way that you can bring somebody else in unless, of course, you meet someone else and you want to live with them. As far as I'm concerned, this was not a landlord and tenant relationship. It's a couple relationship. She didn't have a job. She had one job. Whatever it was, she wasn't paying rent, and you were still a couple. So you had, in July, the following choice. You could either go to your landlord and say, I'm staying on by myself and I'm going to pay the rent. Or you can say to Miss Giles, we're going to break the lease because two people living in a one-bedroom apartment who don't get along anymore is not a good idea. I assume in this apartment you have a security deposit, correct? How much?
I paid $100. It was a special.
So you only have $100 in as a security deposit?
I'll end up having to pay more when I move out.
Well, I don't know that. Who knows that? In any event, the break lease fee is $2,000. So as far as I'm concerned, that's what you should have done right at the beginning. Broken the lease, go live someplace else. That was a choice that you had. You didn't exercise it. I think that you probably should. So I do think that she owes you some money. You can't just say, forget it. I'm not happy anymore. I'm leaving. Well, there is a responsibility.
Right.
Now, your responsibility to her, in my judgment, is $1,000. What she does with that $1,000 is her own business. If she chooses to stay there, terrific. Let her use it towards defraying the cost of the rent. If she chooses to break the lease, she has your half. You got it?
Got it.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all. Thank you.
Always excuse when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Got a kid with him that he's not even paying for, and I'm having to pay for this?
That credit card bill has nothing to do with him seeing his child. I know passive aggressive when I see it.
Next Judge Judy.
She wasn't happy with it that I was leaving her, and so she happened to grab my hoodie, and she was trying to get me out the door.
We got into a fight. You get into fights in a relationship. We were never physical.
Because the girl got upset, she found a route to kind of, unfortunately, make my sister's life hard.
She was just jealous. She just wanted to look for something to get back at me with because I moved on with someone who made me really happy.
She's a mooch. She doesn't even pay her sister for rent or her other girlfriend for rent.
She can call me names all she wants. I mean, I still have a happy life with my girlfriend right now, and nothing can take that from me right now.
Brianna can move on to something bigger and better that can uplift her and make her a better person, and I think she's found that.
Whew, I learned a lot from this experience. Document, 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 for sure.